Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. So happy that you're joining me. So happy that we're still around and we haven't gotten pummeled by interstellar asteroids and comets and all sorts of meteors like everybody has us worried every other day of the week. There's another one. There's another asteroid. There's another meteor. There's another comet. There's another reason for us all to be super, super scared, right? Ha ha! Don't worry about that. We got some things to talk about today that'll maybe give you a little more peace of mind. I'm not saying that we're not going to get hit by some crazy, you know, Goliath of an asteroid named Bennu or anything, but a lot of different articles are, for sure. They're putting the odds pretty low. That's okay. Don't worry. We get new asteroids discovered every day. Today is September 25th. It's Yom Kippur, by the way. Yeah, I sounded the shofar. It's the Day of Atonement. Today we have some, you know, asteroid really close to us in the moon swinging by, just discovered like last week or whatever else. There was a lot of talk all over the internet about this asteroid named Child. Had everybody thinking we were going to be poofed away. Not me. not many of you too. But yeah, they were, you know, there was like a lot of asteroids and everybody wanted me to cover this thing. I'm like, there was like a gabillion asteroids that went through Virgo at that time. You know, they had all sorts of weird names, you know? So it is what it is. Listen, there is something going down. There has to be, right? Because, you know, this is what made my channel take off to begin with years ago. I wasn't even interested in this stuff, but now we have it. We have the asteroid sample back from the OSIRIS-REx mission. Now, why is this interesting to all of you and me? Why is this interesting? Well, because years ago, I did a show about this. Go figure. What else is new, right? 7 years and 17 days ago, this one right here. And you could see just by the title alone, it spells out doom and gloom, right? I've learned. I've gotten a little less fearful as the years have passed. But in that video, I went over this OSIRIS-REx mission. Now, there's this huge, ginormous asteroid out there, right? This huge body that's named Bennu, which is after an Egyptian deity. Some call it the Bennu bird, right? But it has to do with, like, not great stuff, like the god of death and the phoenix and all sorts of things. You'd be surprised. But years ago, you know, they were sending this mission out there to space. So I don't know how they do it, right? I don't know how they do it, but they say they do it. So we might as well just take their words for it. They've made a big deal out of this. So they sent this thing out like, you know, years ago. And the idea was to go out and study it. You know, they were going to crash some stuff into it. And then they were going to go down and they were going to, you know, collect samples and then jettison those samples back here. And they said, oh, we're doing this. Back then they said this, by the way. They said, oh, we're doing it because we want to learn about the origins of life. That's the only reason. And I called Cap on that. I said, I bet you this thing's headed towards us and they want to see what it's made of. I said this in the video. Take a look. Well, this mission, okay, it's called OSIRIS-REx. OSIRIS, right? The Egyptian god. The Egyptian god of the, is another fun fact, god of the dead and the underworld. Cute, right? Well, they have another reason that they named it OSIRIS. I mean, there's no coincidence there. Take a look.
If you want to study a piece of the early solar system in a lab on Earth, what do you do? To better understand the evolution of our solar system, NASA is sending the Origins Spectral Interpretation Resource Identification Security Regolith Explorer, or OSIRIS-REx, to study a near-Earth asteroid called Bennu.
They're sending this craft up to study it, okay? It's going to launch tomorrow. It's going to get there about 2018, and then it's going to kind of hover around. It's going to take images, and then it's going to eventually land on the asteroid and take kind of like give it a cosmic high five, and it's going to take samples, and then, you know, it's going to jettison it back to us so that we can study it. Now, they're saying that the only reason they're doing this is because it may contain the origins of life, which I think is a bunch of poo-poopy.
The physical properties of Bennu will help scientists to refine its orbit over time, including deviations caused by heating and cooling from sunlight, and it will allow them to pick a site for OSIRIS-REx's primary mission, retrieving a sample of the asteroid for study on Earth. In 2019, OSIRIS-REx will deploy its touch-and-go sample acquisition mechanism, or TAGSAM, and slowly approach the sample site. When the TAGSAM touches the surface, it will release a burst of nitrogen gas, causing loose rocks and soil to flow into the collector. Since Bennu may be rich in organic material or water left over from the formation of the solar system, sampling it could reveal whether the building blocks of life were present at that time, perhaps providing clues to the origins of life itself. After moving away from the surface, OSIRIS-REx will perform a spin maneuver to measure the mass of the sample. Then it will carefully stow the TAGSAM head inside the sample return capsule and prepare for the journey back to Earth. Upon arriving home in 2023, OSIRIS-REx will release the sample, giving us a piece of the ancient solar system that will be studied for decades to come.
I think that they're sending it up there for another reason. I say that they're collecting this material and sending it back as quick as they can so that they can study it, so they can find out whether or not it's going to be easy for them to smash it to pieces or send it off course. You know, of course, NASA's not telling us that part, but the irony is they're actually planning on doing this, although it's not publicized. Following the OSIRIS-REx mission is the ISIS mission. Yeah, great name for that one too. Isis, another Egyptian god, is the wife of Osiris. When Osiris was smashed to bits, Isis basically grabbed the pieces, put it together, and then poof, Osiris was back from the dead. Resurrection time, right? So Isis is being sent out there. It's already been out there. Right after, and about, what was the date again? It's in February of 2021, which ironically coincides with the time Bennu is going to, you know, be close to Earth again. It's supposed to impact Bennu. It's supposed to smash into it. And then OSIRIS-REx, they're saying, is going to take pictures and it's going to video. And we're going to see if we actually can, you know, take an asteroid and set it off course. Now, see, my thinking is that that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're absolutely trying to either direct it off course or, but basically, I want to know why NASA is not giving us all of the information. You know, I mean, if they have alternative plans, you know, they should tell us. And really, why don't we have a say in whether or not a craft is going to crash into an asteroid a quarter of a mile in width and length that could devastate our planet, when this collision could send it towards us to begin with? Why don't we have a say? So here we are years later, and of course now the news is, yeah, it's a possibility this thing could hit us. Go figure, right? Back then, they're like, no, don't worry about it. It's all a bunch of hooey. Now they're like, yeah, it is a possibility. Could be soon. You know, because I think it has this, every 6 years it passes by, supposedly super close. Interesting, right? Not as interesting as the fact that the same OSIRIS-REx mission that just came back, and by the way, you should have saw how they handled this thing. They had people in spacesuits and everything else. And the question was, you know, do we have to worry about, like, you know, viruses or something that have caught, you know, rides on this thing? And they're like, oh, no, we have nothing to worry about at all. And meanwhile, the people are inspecting the sample. They're all dressed in hazmat suits. Take a listen.
So I think we talked about this a little bit, but I think one thing people are maybe wondering or even maybe a little worried about is, could this sample contaminate Earth? Are we at risk of something catastrophic?
Literally so vanishingly small that no one would rightfully bet on anything right. Like that. This is space, rock, and dust from a time so far ago that's been baked in the space radiation that wouldn't be good for any organic, any living thing, sorry, we're all organic. And so it's been sterilized by being in space, in effect. And we do the same thing when we go and sterilize stuff that we'll bring back from planets like Mars.
I mean, this is impressive stuff. This is impressive stuff. So OSIRIS-REx completed NASA's first asteroid sample return on the 24th, which, you know, if you think about it, it's very significant. I think it's very significant that I did a video 7 years and 17 days exactly from when this thing returns. I think I'm taking this a little too far, right? So it finished its mission on the 24th. Its re-entry, it landed in the Utah desert. There's some stuff going down in Utah, I gotta tell you. We'll talk about it another time. But now the main spacecraft, by the way, is now going out to Apophis. That's the one that they said is really gonna hit or something. You know, Apophis, another one of those scary names. I mean, they should name it like Squiggly Doo or, you know, something that's not so scary. Apophis, OSIRIS-REx mission. Crazy, weird Egyptian stuff that I've been telling you we're still in Egypt. Nothing new under the sun. And get this, the Apophis, by the way, it's roughly 1,100 feet. That's pretty big. 1,100 feet is pretty big. That's 1,100 feet. It was once considered a threat and to smash it into the Earth 2068. Now it's no longer considered a threat. But Bennu, for whatever reason, they're very interested in what that thing is made up. Made up of. You know, they just did that mission with the Didymus, the twins, the asteroids, and I talked to you about that, where they were going to try to nudge it off course with this refrigerator-sized aircraft, and I said what was going to happen most likely was it was going to break it up into a bunch of pieces, because as this thing goes around, it picks up a lot of dust and, you know, space rocks and junk, and then crashing something into it probably isn't the best idea, and ironically, they did. They crashed into it. And it may have flung a bunch of stuff our way. Who knows, right? Nothing for us to be worried about. Should we be worried about these things? No. I think that we should be excited because this is it. This is the finale, people. You know, stop listening to people that get you scared and freaked out, right? Stop listening to that. If I'm really concerned about something, not that I'm like the end-all be-all of things, you know, like if I start telling you to be concerned, then you should be concerned. I think it's time for us to just relax and chill out, because there's going to be a lot of upheaval in the coming days, you know, especially this week. It's going to be weird, right? I feel like there's going to be like a little shakeup. There has to be. So I don't know. You got to tell me in the comment section if you are interested in all this space stuff. Do you think Bennu is coming at us? Do you think that's what it is? Do you think they think they're going to be able to pop this out of the sky? Do you think the whole thing is a sham and it never even happened? You got to tell me. I don't know. I'm a writer. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. And I'm glad that you stopped by. If you'd like to support the channel, I need your support. There's a lot of ways you could do it. Just by hitting like, sharing the video around, telling your friends, subscribing, checking to make sure that notifications are on. Remember, I do a show like every other day. So if you haven't heard from me, it's not that I've taken a week off. Just come back to go to Jacob Israel on YouTube and check me out. Follow me on X if you haven't. You want to get some of the merch in the description of the video. It's getting cold outside. Get yourself any kind of hoodie, you know. And they look a lot better than John Fetterman's hoodies, right? Don't they? They do. Oh, by the way, a lot of people are saying they're two different people. So I don't know. One night I was up late and I decided to put John Fetterman together with the mustache on the face, and I put it together. And I don't know. Is it the same guy? I don't even care. But it's fun to think about these things, isn't it? All right. I love each and every one of you. Make sure you go to the description of the video and click on the links for anything. If you want to get yourself a copy of The Calling, if you want to get yourself some amazing products from trulyfreehome.com that don't have any toxins and any sludge, you know, you can go there. And it all helps me. Don't forget code Jacob, 30% off. It really does in a huge way. My patrons, I love you. My PayPal people, I love you. All the ways that you all support me, I love you. I sit here, a man, a humbled man, that is doing what I'm doing because of you. That's the truth. So, you know, you don't have to be buying stuff or supporting financially. But if you do like what I do here, please do hit like. and pass the video along. All right, I love you all. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.